Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? Tonight we have Anissa getting a super suit, Gambi's acting super shady, and Lady Eve is toasted. Stay tuned.
Super toasted.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This album has been life.
Why?
At first, when you were like, oh, it's the Schoolboy Q one, I forgot, and I switched him up with The Weeknd, and I was like, that's the song I skip the most.
No, this is my favorite song off the Black Panther album.
It does make you want to fight. You're right.
Right? If I...
Really?
Yeah, if I was like...
Why fight, though, of all things?
What is this? Are you on 10 yet? Like, are you hype? Are you ready to go? I'll punch you in your face.
If I was a superhero, I'd fight. Yeah, if I was a superhero, this is a song... I want to be kicking ass too.
It's a good my friends and I would talk about walking red carpets and how it's boring and how it should just be essentially like a music video. Let's skip the interview part. Nobody needs it. Just get your wrestler music on and like walk that red carpet. This would be the jam.
Exactly. When I listen to music, like if I have my headphones in, everything becomes either a movie scene or a music video. And this is one of the songs I'm like, I'm now Black Panther.
No. Yeah. Have you ever just like listened to a song, but like everybody think you listen to rap because your head's like this, but you can be listening to like High School Musical or something really just... totally different.
I don't listen to High School Musical.
That was an example.
Sure don't. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, what's up, guys? We're going to hop right into it. I'm with my lovely ladies, Portia, Joelle, Shay, and I'm Ju Jones. We are here for Black Lightning, episode 7 of season 1. We are going to get Juan. How did you all feel about this episode? Because I was flipping out.
It was super weird. Super weird. And I'm so confused. Like, we bring in people back to life now. I almost said the, you know, two-word minimum. We bringing people back to life now? What's going on?
Actually, go ahead, because I was just going to say the same thing.
Jump in.
We had a two-limit minimum of what I can say, but that's what I was going to say, because, like, first of all, what? I legit was like, are you effing kidding me? My hands went up watching this episode at the end. Why? And why did you have to kill Jill Scott? Like, man, like, I was just like,
I knew it was going to happen.
I was super upset. It.
Lamont McGee is everything. He wrote this episode, so thank you, Lamont, for this episode. It was super awesome. I really appreciated all those super great conversations we got to have. But, yeah, the double cross, like, watching these two come to a head and knowing that there's obviously something much bigger behind this, I'm shocked that she died so quickly. I'll be interested to see who comes next, because this is for sure not over.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not, but, okay, so...
What happened? Oh my God.
Gambi. That's Gambi.
You done choked her up.
Gambi's choking out.
Oh no.
It's
emotional.
I was finna talk. And then I choked up my saliva.
Gambi said, you got something to say, Portia?
Oh my God, I guess I can't talk about Gambi. He gonna kill us all. He out here. Y'all, he's an assassin, y'all.
Oh my God.
Well, he is an assassin.
He said they built an ecosystem.
He sure did.
Whatever, like, ecosystem they got, like, it's in the real world, too. They got me. I'm gonna just be careful about what I say about Gambi. I mean, we don't trust him, and I'm glad that Jeff don't trust him, but... I'm a little nervous. I gotta protect my life.
Goodness.
So maybe I was gonna say what I was gonna say.
Let's get into the Jefferson and Gambi situation, because obviously it's kind of hit its like breaking point.
I'm just happy that Jeff, you know, feels how I feel. That we see eye to eye.
Finally.
I mean, I don't think I can go into detail too much right now because
it
ain't right.
Oh boy, so long. But like, you know what? It's fishy that you could do all this stuff because you know what? He's consumed by his emotions, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gambi told him
so. No. Okay. So yeah. I mean, he owned up to it.
We apologized to you last week. This week.
He owned up to it. Okay, no. So
all we want to hear is this first.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Jefferson is ran by his emotions. emotions, guys. He does it. He does it, and Portia has said it. Okay? There it is.
It has been spoken by
Moving
Portia.
On. I just want y'all to know I was right about some stuff.
You were.
Okay? You were.
But okay, so where do we... Okay, so Gambi is a killer.
He's an assassin. He builds ecosystem. He's a drug dealer.
He's a tailor. Whoa.
Drug dealer. Where'd you get drug dealing?
We've never seen Gambi pass drugs ever.
But he's helping Lady Eve supply Tobias with it because it's the ecosystem that they have. He's a part of it.
He left his lifestyle and has come to an agreement with her about how they're going to continue this relationship. They're not building things together. They're not working together. They're only making sure their roads don't cross. He's not complicit, though. But he's not complicit. He doesn't say, like, hey, let's do this. He's not helping move money. He's not even protecting them. He's literally only making sure, to the best of his possibilities, that they and Black Lightning don't cross paths because of what happened to Lynn last week. When we cross paths, it's not good for your family, bro. But now that's changing because we have daughters with superpowers.
And we got daughters who are interested.
Partner. I think if anything, he's a silent partner.
No, because a silent partner still has say. A silent partner can come up to you and be like, hey.
Yeah.
They're just not in the public eye. I don't think Gambi has partnered with her at all.
Excuse me?
Did he
not say that they built an ecosystem together?
But former partners.
But he's still trying to protect that, though, because he came to her and he said, I want to kill Tobias. She's like, no, you can have Joey Toledo.
Look, Gambi understands that when you are dealing with the worst of the worst, you have to come to some type of term with them. He can't just say, like, screw it all, I'm going to just do whatever. Like, yeah. Black Lightning with all your emotions, like, you go take care of it. Obviously, that wasn't going to work. He knew that from get. Like, everything Gambi does is to, A, protect Jefferson's family, and B, to move forward. In which ways has he failed to protect that family?
Facts. Also, I feel like, from my understanding, that Lady Eve is kind of like an old school chick. So, like, she gives respect where respect's due. Gambi did train her. Gambi's only taught her the game. And I feel like their dynamic is that out of respect. So it's like, they're not necessarily doing business together, but out of respect that he's backed off, she's like, all right, I'm gonna leave X, Y, and Z alone. And I'm still gonna like have this. Like,
my thing is, if you giving somebody permission to kill somebody and then handing them a goodbye, you dead parting gift in order to finish that kill, y'all work together.
But what was the deal?
Y'all work together.
Look at the reason he gives him the gift, though. The gift is not just for Lady Eve. The gift is to send a message. If you need to
Tobias,
go back
because
into
she's passing hiding. Messages through Gambi because they work together,
so they can reach his. The same mutual end goal.
Exactly.
This is like because they work together.
You never had a terrible roommate?
But we work together. You get what I'm saying?
You have to all coexist.
I mean,
together.
I never had a terrible roommate, but I'm saying, though, in that realm, we work together because obviously we're working together to pay these bills.
Together.
Well, we work together to live in this place.
Into the next space.
That's working together.
That's teamwork. That's different.
Teamwork make the dream work.
I like this person in the chat. Preach more comedy. He says, Gambi understands that you can't get rid of crime. At the best, you can control it, but you can't eliminate it. That's going to be Anissa's fall, which is an interesting point.
I agree. Anissa clearly is going to be just like her daddy. I look forward to little sis being in there. Like, I like being lied to y'all, and I see every one of you.
Yeah.
Because like Jefferson says, like, Jennifer's already without power. She's her own handful. So with power, it's going to be a whole
Jennifer's
different situation.
Jennifer's going to be
But she knows something up because she already questioning them, like, what y'all got going on, because it's y'all a little too quiet around here, you know?
Like, you would have said, the shirt I got on.
Let's go into the Anissa versus Jefferson versus Lynn versus, I guess, Jennifer situation.
I just want y'all to know I'm ding, ding, family. Ding. Let's do it. Because
round one.
Here we go with Lynn.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Lynn,
yo, fake. So here she goes.
Y'all are so hard.
Why are you so hard?
Because she does the ultimate most. One minute, she's not with it at all. She don't want nobody fighting crime. The next minute, she down for the cause. She called Anissa a superpowered vigilante.
Is she called that?
She called a spade a spade.
I don't see the problem.
Okay. But then, after you basically cuts her out in the beginning, letting her know, like, you know, that you know, it breaks up families and you be lonely and you don't have nothing. It brings pain and hardship and all this other stuff. Then fast forward, here she goes talking to Gambi. Can you make her a suit? Here she goes talking to Jeff. Can you train her? Like,
okay,
which side is this going to be on?
Go for it.
This is me. Okay, so this is for Lynn. For Lynn, partly, she is a mom. So at her core, she's going to want to protect her child, just hands down, no matter what. So it's going to contradict a whole bunch what she says versus what actually needs to happen.
But you can't be on no iffy and wishy-washy type stuff dealing with people with emotions and powers.
Okay.
You can't do that.
You're right, but here's the thing. This is what I think. I totally understand Lynn's point of view on everything.
Yes.
My problem with Lynn has been that when it came to the Jefferson and Black Lightning situation, I felt like her motives were a little selfish because she wasn't looking at the greater good. She was looking at
her greater good.
Her greater good.
She won her
and
man.
That's what was frustrating. I respect the fact that she understands that Anissa is a grown woman and will not stop until she does what she feels like she needs to do. And so I respect that she, rather than continue to fight it, is now just being like, I just have to support this wholeheartedly. It's just not frustrating, but I'm just like, damn, like, you really folded over on Anissa real quick.
Lynn's journey as a woman is so fascinating. Because here's the thing. Like, when you Look, if you're in a relationship, the reason they broke up is fascinating. Because it's like, the love didn't leave. It's just, he envisioned a different life for himself, right? His life was going to be out in the streets fighting crime. She said, I don't want to wait up every night for you. That scares me. I want to be the first thing you think about, because you're the first thing I think about. I want us to be on that same plane. She didn't say it, but Lynn had this is not verbatim from Lynn, but Lynn, if you look at Lynn, like, all of her actions always lead back to Jefferson. Even when she's trying to ignore him and move away from him, it always comes back to, like, what is going to be best for Jefferson long term. Even when she's trying to do for herself, like, their love is strong. They envision different lives for themselves, and that's why I really enjoy Black Lightning. It's because, like, relationships are messy like that. Like, that's an impossible decision for anyone to have to make. I love you. I would love to spend the rest of my life with you, but the things I want to do don't correlate with the things that you want to do. To see her daughter be injected into that, like, she has no choice. She can't leave her daughter. She's a mom. You know what I mean? I can leave you. Yeah. You're my man. Like, I can go. There are a bajillion other people I could possibly date, marry, be in love with, whatever. But I only got my two daughters. So for her making that swing, it makes complete sense to me because I know your hard-headed ass from three. You're going to do what you want to do. So I might as well have somebody out there protecting you. And you come home every night so far, so you got to be the one to do it. I love Lynn's journey. Even when she frustrates me, even if she's not always making sense, even when she's making selfish decisions, she's real. And I really appreciate seeing that.
I totally agree
we
with
you. We understand you love her.
I do.
I love Lynn, too, because, like, it's like her journey. Because I totally get what you're saying about, like, how their love is really strong. But they also envision, you have two people with different ideas of what their love is supposed to be like, trying to be as a one. And two is not going to connect to one in this situation because they're both seeing two different paths.
I low-key thought Lynn was leaving. The way she was talking to Anissa at the end, like, stroking her cheek, just being like, look, I just need you to do well. I have my bags in hand. I thought Final Shot was going to be Lynn just, like, off into the sunset, like... I don't think she can deal with this. I think once she finds out both of her daughters are superpowered and they're all going to be fighting as a family, I don't think Lynn can stay. I think she'll need a break because that's a lot of worrying for her to do.
Because she already overwhelmed as is.
Mm-hmm. It's true, she is.
Well, I don't, no love lost with Lynn. I love Lynn too, but I don't like her ways. I don't like her perspectives.
She's loving
this. I really don't like this emotional roller coaster she be trying to take people on. Like, you gotta chill.
No,
you gotta
choose. Like, choose what? Okay, what are you asking Lynn to choose?
I'm asking Lynn to choose if you're going to be okay with your people helping fight the crime of Freeland, or are you going to continue to be selfish and bash them every time they do something good.
I think at this, like, where she is at now, she understands, which is why she's telling Jeff, keep her alive.
Now, but that's where she was at now on the first episode at the end of it, too. That's where she was on the third episode at the end of it, too.
Well, and here we are. Third episode for Anissa.
No, I'm saying for Jeff's situation.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, period. She's on this emotional roller coaster. She agrees one minute, and the next minute she don't. And she agree, then she don't.
She's just
and
like now, her daughter.
Just like how she started this episode off, going in on her at the end of it. Oh, help her, get her a suit, and train her. Like,
that's an interesting concept.
You gotta stop doing that to people.
Like, Jen and Anissa is like her father. So basically, they're both mirroring each other in their own situations at the same time. That's a really amazing
But Anissa shows her a lot of herself because every time time Anissa has a real deep conversation with her, letting her know, you know, how she feels about what they got going on. Because even when she asked her, like, oh, so him being Black Lightning is what split up the family, she couldn't even give her a clear answer because she just... what she knew that what she was saying was selfish. So Anissa shows her herself in such a way that she, you know, believes that, okay, I have to give this a chance because obviously it's helping someone, including me, because without them, I would have been dead.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like every time I start to get frustrated with Lynn, I have to remember that, like, Jefferson is literally exactly the same when it comes to situations with his father and, like, Tobias, like, where he's irrational and completely lets his emotions, like, override everything.
Everybody emotional.
Yeah, and wait, I guess we...
Go ahead, continue.
I was going to say, I guess...
I'm finishing, but continue.
I guess, you know, I don't even remember the point I was trying to make anymore. Just go with it.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, Jefferson flip-flops, too, even though he did finally admit it. But, like, he's a
flip-flopper.
I never
said he didn't. But Lynn is outrageous.
But you
That's
come out
saying.
So hard against Lynn as opposed to, like, Jefferson.
Let's just mention the fact.
But his emotions are genuine. And it's like, yeah, but they're also selfish. If you die, you're not only is your family without you, but your city is without you. Like, you don't ever stop. Like, you busted in. We can just go there now.
Yeah.
Like, you
but I'm on his heart and his passion to save the city. And
then why can't you be on Lynn's heart to save him?
And save her man and her family.
Ain't no save. But and she's not trying to save him. She's trying to keep him from doing good in the world.
She's trying to keep him safe.
And
to
alive.
Protect him. But you go out in these streets, that's dangerous. I want you
it
home
ain't,
with
it
me.
Ain't nothing, it ain't nothing stopping the streets from walking up and where he at. Clearly, it ain't nothing stopping him from
right, but there's
pulling
a difference
up at his
between, okay, but if you have somebody you love who's actively going out and seeking danger as opposed to, like, oh, well, it might find me. Okay, but that's
he's
like a one in
danger.
A million chance.
He's fighting
you're
it.
You're finding it to fight it, though. You are going out and you're putting yourself in the line of danger. You're putting a target on your back. And they did a... tippy top tap dance trying to convince Lynn this week that that wasn't the case when in fact it was. Like, I thought you'd be mad because they lied hella hard to Lynn to be like, oh no, don't even worry, like, random hackers, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. No, your life is in danger because of the shit Jefferson is doing. It's a
and
problem.
And the shit Anissa brought to
well,
you.
Well, actually, it was because of what Anissa brought to her. Honestly, it had nothing to do with Black Lightning.
Okay, but I just realized, I feel like it's weird that we come at Lynn. I'm, like, shaming myself in saying this, too. I feel like it's weird that we come at Lynn for being, quote-unquote, selfish about, you know, her greater good rather than the greater good. Because Jefferson kind of does the same thing by wanting to go after Tobias rather than trying to stop all this, like, drug dealing. Like, he's trying to ignore all this and go straight for Tobias, which Gamby's told him numerous times, like, that's not how we're going to break this whole thing down. Like, Tobias is just one part of this big, giant puzzle. So... Jefferson ain't shit either, is basically what I'm getting at.
Well, actually, Jefferson is, just because he's having this, you know, 2 or 3 episode moment when he just so happened to find out that Tobias was alive. Of course, he has a vengeful heart right now. And he's going to go to those emotions. But at the end of the day, Black Lightning was fighting crime because Black Lightning was fighting crime at the end of the day. And I applaud him for fighting crime, for having the heart and the passion to want to protect Freeland. That's where I applaud him.
Look, we can applaud.
Jeff, don't give her any
applause. I'm right. Don't applaud her.
You mad fake, Jeff.
We can applaud Jefferson.
Don't take my applause back.
We can applaud Jefferson, but we can also look at the consequences of his actions. His final, like, barrage, especially, is like, you know, and again, hot-headed coming off the fact that he's like, look, Gamby, I know you're lying to me. I don't know what about what, but now I'm pissed. And instead of going home to regroup, to think about his name, instead of asking Gamby the important questions, which is what I definitely would have done, be like, okay, sit down and tell me what you know, because these lies are not working for us
Gamby
anymore.
Ain't about to tell him nothing. Sit down and tell me what you know. He's
I can't
sit down and
tell
him
you
lies.
Anything when you're this emotional. I cannot talk to you if you're going to be at this level.
Facts.
If everything I say is going to be the end of your world or the end of our relationship, that's too much. Gamby, again, knows I can only give you so much information because that's all you've shown you're able to handle at this point in time. Jefferson
and
makes
it treating him like a kid.
Large. Yes, because you're acting like a child.
He's acting like a
you're
kid.
Acting like an angry kid who's like, I have to go beat up my bully because he beat me up, instead of looking at the whole situation of, like, why is your bully in power there? Why submerge now? Why is there an infighting between these people? Who's really behind Green Lane? Like, all of these questions he refuses to ask because all he can see is his target. That's not good thinking. That's not general
but
thinking.
But he found out that Tobias was behind it, though.
Tobias is, like,
it's a small cog.
It's a,
behind
it's really
a huge operation. Yes. And when you create a void like that, like, that's... if you're in war, and you're fighting a dictator, you take that dictator out, but have no plan on how to replace that dictator or how to operate. That country goes into chaos. You need, like, he is a huge earner. People are going to notice if he's gone, and it's going to be a problem. Yeah. You have no idea how it works, so you're just pulling out bricks. You're going to make the tower fall. It's dangerous.
Which is why Lady Eve didn't want to eliminate him, because 300% profit? Oh, that money is golden. That's, like she said, it's impossible to replace.
And now that you've gone in there, you've made yourself a target of the police, too. So now, not just your community, because even though it's not your fault that Lady Eve died, you did make a situation, which all black folks know, if you go out and you start causing trouble somewhere else, they can blame you for any bad thing that happens.
But Gambi made that situation, though. Gambi was the one who sent Tobias to, who made Tobias mad that sent him to Lady Eve and all of that.
Yeah, right, but Jefferson put himself in the middle by going after Tobias.
Right, and at the end of the day, that's Jefferson's alibi. I was fighting Tobias in the hallway.
Oh, okay, wait, let me
but you left a slew of bodies behind electrocuted.
Including his sister.
Right, and now...
Well, that wasn't his fault.
But it doesn't matter.
It looks like it's your fault. No one's fault.
But just like he said, he make mistakes sometimes.
Hell. All right. Okay. I feel like we're just going to keep going around and around with you for this one, Portia.
I'm not asking y'all to go around with me, though. No, I said what I said, and I left it there.
You know what? I'm going to put y'all on pause for a second. I'm putting everybody in the corner for 2 seconds. Take a little breather. While I give y'all some of this tasty, tasty tea that I got here. Do you want to have fun, y'all?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's do it.
Do you want to learn and grow in all areas of your life?
Every day of my life, I want to do that.
For the rest of y'all who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes.
Hey.
Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had.
Nobody puts the Black Lightning panel in the corner. Thank you so much, Ivan.
They in the corner still. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for the free. Sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let them know that it was us, the Black Lightning panel, where 3 out of 4 of us are in a corner. That got you there.
I end up in the corner.
You in the corner.
You know why you're in the corner.
First of all,
is this read not over?
Pause.
We gotta stop.
Conversation with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out. Y'all may come out of your corners.
Thank
now.
You. Dude, Maria has really great advice, though. But she for does. Real, like, go check out that podcast. It's kind of giving me all of my life right now.
Same.
Like, seriously, check out the Kat Sattler one. That interview is everything. But let me get to you.
Check out all of them and then say we sent you.
Please. But you, what were we talking about before? You stopped
coming out
of the
corner. Ready. Let's go.
Are y'all calm now?
Can anybody in the chat remind us why, before we got put in the corner, what were we talking about?
Okay, I had something I made Portia. My statements about Lynn and how I feel about how she treats Jefferson.
No, we were past that, and so then, now we all know.
Right. I think, and so then, that's how this escalated, because then...
They want me to put them back in this corner.
Listen, everybody wanted to talk about how we were being hypocritical against Lynn because Jefferson does the same thing. And so I justified... So I justified Jefferson's actions... And it was wrong, okay?
All right. Now I remember the whole straight bullet thing.
You should just walk out, Drew. Just walk away.
I'm done. I quit. Y'all gotta get another light skin up in here to take my spot. I'm done. Okay. Now, let's get into, since we already touched on Tobias a little bit, let's get into Tobias' situation.
I told y'all his sister was gonna die.
You did.
I told y'all.
You're right.
You did. Mm-hmm.
And she did.
You are absolutely right.
Her death was great, too.
It was awesome.
She was like, stay with me. She looked me in the eyes and I'm dying now. I was like, yeah.
No, like, it was more like an F you, too, at the same time.
No,
it was totally
an
F you.
Like, stay with you. I'm dead, bro. And
she,
I'm going to on you.
She was making the face that I make when I've had, like, 3 too many Hennies, like, on a Saturday night, where you just, like, stare. And you're like, I'm done.
But I mean, the fact that he cared and wanted her to still be alive showed his heart of compassion, because he knew right there in that moment that he done messed up, okay? And he fought for it, and he went and told Anissa about it after.
Yeah, but now Anissa might think that he was talking about Lady Eve.
Well, he gonna clarify it clearly. They weren't together
I'm just
now.
Saying. So I'm playing devil's advocate on both sides of this, just so we know.
But that didn't even deserve a devil's advocate.
It's all mess, but can we talk about Tobias just fighting dude in the cage match?
Oh, it was a snack green light, fighting another snack.
I was here
making a meal. No, I'm saying
it was so
it was
beautiful.
Anger fighting high, and then high taken up with anger.
Like, yeah, but they
were fine.
But so they look nice.
Our point remains. Okay, sexiness was going at it. I really enjoyed it. I also like the fact that he is like, yo, just bring me somebody stronger. It's like, wow.
But homeboy was strong.
He's testing himself out, which means he's getting ready to fight Black Lightning.
He's
the day we're all looking for.
Why y'all think Tobias didn't take his shirt off, though?
I don't want to see it.
I'm ready for it.
You don't want to see it? You didn't want you. Okay.
Girl, you can close your eyes because I'm trying to.
What's up? He could be. I just, like, I don't particularly. I didn't want to see the other dude.
I mean, he already has beautiful skin.
I
want to
see all of
we
them.
We just, you know.
More naked men is what we're really after.
We just trying to see if he got the hands to match the beautiful skin.
It's Women's History Month. Let's do it.
I'm looking for a little bit more Nessa and Grace action, but that's because I'm feeding
more. I'm not here for the lesbians.
I'm really for the lesbians.
I'm just for all of the sexual chemistry that we can possibly get.
We've got the bisexual fever in here. Yeah. I respect it.
So, okay. Tobias, listen. I really want to know more about this albino, like, magic going on, because obviously it was heavy in this episode with the little
the green light
trinket that was left on Joey's body. That was
the coffin.
It was a coffin
filled
with bone dust.
Maybe
coffin.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, at the end of the episode, we see that whole hot asthma. So I just thought, like, I need to know the history. I feel like I should, like, Google, you know, the legends on albino people and see, like, what. Because clearly they're trying to tie that into it.
I think this is just a rehash of the, well, one, the gold coffin is her. She runs a funeral mortuary. And I think the dust goes back to, like, oh, magic powder, you could be dust. I actually control you. Please settle down. But the thing with Lady Eve that was, like, okay, several things. One, Lady Eve reigns supreme forever. She is everything. Yes. Two, the fact that, like, Lady Eve was so soft on him was really her detriment. And she wasn't soft on anybody. And I really want to know more about their relationship. Like, I know he had, like, a big return on investment. But it feels like maybe there was something else going on. Because she's like, well, we're definitely not going to, like, I'm not even going to couch him. I'm not even going to tell him to sit his ass down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to kill his right-hand guy. Hopefully he gets the message. But leave him alone.
She didn't think he was gonna come back and kill her.
She was not Black Lightning guns. Prepared for any of it. She used that twin as a shield, and I said, "This lady is so cold. I love it."
Right,
and when
right.
she won, I was like,
"And then she pushed him into the pool. Like, here and you then, go, grab the gun.
Here comes right. Count Dracula up out of the coffin, ready to smoke a hoe."
I was like, legit. Before I'm like,
so good.
Legit, I was ready to smoke a hoe. If I was Lady Eve, I still would have been, like, doing that whole, like, slow turn with my gun just to make sure ain't no
yeah,
other surprises.
Yeah, like,
so,
I would have been.
You that know, adrenaline she, goes down as soon as you feel like you've cleared all of your obstacles. You're like, shh, that was scary. Oh, my God, that was a lot. You are not
yeah,
prepared
but she
for you rising
But she's not
coffin.
Out of the room yet. Get out of the room before
right?
you own that. Like,
Black people do be knowing. You're not safe until you are clear.
You need to get your butt. You need to take your gun, walk backwards, get out of the room, start walking in circles. You need to be making sure all your T's is crossing, all your I's is dotted, because that's how you failed. That's how she got burnt in the face.
Yes. I just think those guns are interesting because obviously they're electricity, so it's going to look like
Black lightning. They framed him.
Yeah.
That's why Henderson was like, you did too much this time.
I would like it if Lady Eve was not really dead, because now we're dealing with resurrections, and, like, now she just has to wear, like, a crazy
See,
face
my thing was,
something.
I would have been more appreciative, because I already knew, because I told y'all, that once they cut, you know, the top of the food chain off, somebody else got to rise up.
Yes.
So I already knew somebody else was going to rise up, but I was thinking that the somebody else was going to be a different and a new person that we didn't know about, who's a part of this ecosystem that they built, not somebody who was already there before that they resurrected.
Yeah,
like,
but,
that's so
but
crazy.
That is interesting though, because obviously Tobias killed him. So did Lady Eve bring him back, or how is he back?
Well, everyone in the chat's talking about the shadow board. I want to know how they. First of all, the term shadow, like the name shadow board, sounds
so that's
like
what
some
Tobias answered to.
Yeah,
that's what Tobias
that sounds
Lady
like
Eve
some
board.
Voodoo. Magic yeah. type of
so definitely
affiliation.
So
he mentioned he needed the shadow board's permission in order to kill her.
Yeah, but I almost am curious if, like, her death is her death what triggered that, like
him being brought back to life.
Yeah, because it's kind of like what triggered that, like what started that.
Yeah, we don't know. We come back out of nowhere to these two characters. One does not seem to actually be there. Like, she's dead, but why is her body on the bed? She does, but it's all around a very confusing introduction into that storyline because we haven't revisited any of them. We haven't seen her, like, haunting the school or trying to get into heaven with her child or just, like, walking the earth lonely. Like, just no clue as to what these two have been up to, what... So it's just really weird. And also, like, you would think his body would be, like, buried by now.
Yeah.
I have a ton of questions. Like, was someone hiding him out?
It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Why was that tattoo looking like that? Because it looked like one of those spray art t-shirt tattoos.
And why did she turn into a tattoo on his chest? Like, why did that happen?
Maybe because she was she's an innocent.
I don't know.
Like, she was an innocent, like, death.
And that's why Tobias choked him.
And it was the last kill he ever made, too, before he died.
And that's the reason why Tobias choked him, because he said, you killing people mamas. And he choked him after he asked that.
Now, Ellis Basford in the chat said something really interesting. He said, maybe she wasn't embalming people, but bringing them back.
Ooh, Lady Eve does have a voodoo-y vibe about her. So, and we see her doing a lot of, like, blood transfusion and other kind of things, which we assumed was embalming, but I'm down with this fan theory for sure.
I don't understand it, and it's really weird, but I'm glad they brought back Lala, because now we have somebody else against Tobias.
And like, we have more icon.
It was probably the shadow board, because they probably figured out who went after Lady E for real, because... The Shadow Board, if they know so much, they're watching everything. So they already know that Black Lightning attacked Tobias at the same time that this little fake frame of Black Lightning killing people at the morgue thing happened. So my little theory is they saw what happened, so they raised him up to go against Tobias because he was in the wrong.
So people are questioning, is Lala the tattooed man from the comic books? And also... In the comic books, apparently, the tattooed man is technically Lynn's brother in the comics.
And he got a tattoo on his chest, Portia.
No, I'm saying, when was he ever doing tattoos?
No, I think that's like...
He's not a tattoo. He's a villain called the Tattoo Man. Yeah. He just had, like, a ton of tattoos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, he only got one that we've seen so far.
So maybe if he keeps, now that he's back alive and he keeps killing, people will start, tattoos will start showing.
Well, what will face that? Because he killed Will, too.
I don't think that Lala is going to be Lala anymore. I think he's going to be the mom. I feel like that was like a brand or sigil of herself on him. And she's like, do you believe in the resurrection? Which came across more as a threat than like, because she's not back. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like she brought him back, and now she's going to go do whatever she needs to do through
him. And find
him.
This girl.
Mm. Find her daughter?
Probably. Yeah, that she's been looking for since episode 1.
And maybe kill some MFers, too, because she's mad. And she's an angry, vengeful ghost.
True.
Don't mess with spirits, man.
All right, let's hop into predictions.
Oh, I love it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Who's going first?
Nissa's costume is about to be everything. I think it was Black Magic in the chat. I hope it was. I'm sorry if it wasn't. That was talking about Gambi's face when he got permission to make the costume. And he was like, oh, dude, no. Lynn, it's going to be so safe. You don't even need to worry, girl. I got it. It's going to be on point. Nissa's face lit up when she saw the drawings. Of course, we couldn't see them. Of course, we have seen the promotional materials. You got to give my man Gambi just a little bit of respect, okay? His costumes do be working, okay?
Barely. His other costume was about to kill Black Lightning. Barely. But I understand.
He was practicing in Black Lightning, got emotional and overused it. Look, we can go down to another time. I also do think Lynn is going to have to take a knee soon. Like, I don't think this is going to be good for her mental emotional state. I think she's got to, like, bow out. And then, oh, crap. What's the other daughter's name?
Jennifer.
Why do I do this every week? Jennifer is probably going to have a feature episode next week. We have been real light on my Jennifer seasoning, and I need her back. She's my favorite character on this show. I love her sassiness.
I love her too.
Dude, Jennifer reminds me of, like, not me, but my little cousin, who was everything I wished I could be. Like, she's fly and super amazing. Shout out to Steph. So I would really like it if we got, like, a Jennifer-centered episode next week, where hopefully she's learning about the family drama, and hopefully we do get to test her next week so she learns she has powers. I want to see what her reaction is to learning she has powers, but is not able yet to tap into them. I think that'll be interesting.
Portia.
So, I think next episode we're going to see this whole training situation between Jeff and Anissa. And I'm excited about that because, you know, I just want to see, you know, how great they work together. And then they're going to find out who framed them and why and how this all happened. And like I said before, I think the shadow board or whoever they are the people who brought Lala back so that he could go after Tobias, because they seen that Tobias was in the wrong and he actually did what he did. And they gotta know if they the people that know everything. And we may get some bits and pieces to who these shadow board people really are. I hope Lynn is not in this next episode. Just keep her quiet how they did G in this one. That's my piece.
Just stop hating. Okay. My predictions, definitely I want to see a more Jenna-centric episode because she is definitely the favorite. I want to see where's Khalil, like, now that, like, he's kind of in, you know, with Tobias and everything. Like, I really want to see that and how he either is going to start to walk again, what powers and what strength he's going to have behind him. I cannot wait to see Anissa's suit because it's going to be lit.
Yes.
It's just going to be
going to make it.
Yes, because whatever. And I do want to see more of Lynn. I want to see, like, her, like, in a very more supportive, like, she's trying to be, and just, like, really being, like, being Cisco-esque off the Flash a little bit to them. Or Caitlin, more like Caitlin, like, being the, you know, doctor and, like, stitching them if they need it.
I feel like that comes season two. Yeah. Like, season two, after she's gotten through all of her emotional and processing, like, I'm letting my babies go out and be in danger, and probably after they do something really good and she can be, like, proud and, like, want to get on board, or in a moment of, like, heated danger where she's like, you know what, let me hop on Gambi's, like, intercom system and help guide you through these streets. It would be really cool, especially, I really want to see her start, I want to see them start using, like, electricity as a medical tool. We predicted this episode because
that's what I thought. I thought
ready.
Like while Tobias' sister was dying, I thought that Black Lightning was about to do something to her to actually, like, you know, clear,
try to restart her heart.
Resuscitate.
That
would have
been interesting. That would have been but, like, burned a hole in her chest, made it worse.
I
Law and Order.
I agree with everyone's predictions. I think we're hopefully going to get to see Anissa and Grace next week since
really
she did hit up Grace on this episode. And speaking of them being a really cute potential couple, we have a new show on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
It's called Do You Ship? So do you guys have, like, your favorite TV couple?
Hell yes.
Can you, Portia, do you have your favorite TV couple of all time? Can you think of one?
Martin and Gina.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Not platonically, Daria and Jane.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But romantically, Jane from Being Mary Jane and her, like, high school crush, Boo. They're messy, but I love it.
I feel you.
Veronica Mars and Logan Nichols.
You would chip them.
Hell
Why?
Yes, I would.
Uncle Phil and original Aunt Viv.
Yeah.
Dark skin Aunt Viv.
Original Aunt Viv.
Love them. But, okay, so on this show, basically, it's a bracket style, like March Madness, you know, battle of who's best. And each episode, two couples go against each other through different categories, and they're debated who's better. The fans get to be involved. We have people from different AfterBuzz shows coming in to help debate. Joelle's coming in to help us debate Grace and Anissa's
case. When y'all bringing me?
When are you bringing me? Because I definitely would have.
Y'all can come if we can get Grace and Anissa through to the next rounds. I'm saying we can't have all of us in at once.
You're right.
That's true. Gotta keep. You know what I'm saying? Because we gotta push Grace and Anissa through
this thing.
Is
Jane and Raphael on the list yet?
Who?
Jane and Raphael.
They're on round two.
Okay, so when round two comes around.
Wait,
I got you. I got you. Jane and Raphael. Wait,
who's on this list right now?
Listen, you can go over to Twitter, ABTV, Do You Ship, on Twitter. Check out the bracket over there. We got a bunch of people from a bunch of different shows. We got a couple of, you know, DC comic couples.
Yeah.
So you got to go through, represent. It's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And, yeah, you need to come root, support the team, knowing I'm Shane.
Got it.
So.
Got it.
Y'all can come through.
You got to drop that tweet so we can share it.
Yes. Where can they find you guys?
Well, guys, I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on everything at Portia Carter.
Hi, guys. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com. This Monday, the 12th, over at Collider's Heroes. And, guys, be on the lookout for The Collective. It's a For the Culture site. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be bringing a lot more information to you very soon.
You can find me at Real Shea Jones on Twitter and Instagram. Love Shea Butter on Snapchat.
And you can find me everywhere at
one more thing. And next week you can find me on Rise, the new NBC show, and I cannot wait.
I'm sorry, are you acting on Rise?
I'm to the after show. Sorry. I wish I was. Catch me in the show live. Catch me on the after show at 9 p.m. next Tuesday.
And my name's Drew Jones. You can catch me tonight on the iZombie after show or on all social media at OKDrewJ. We will see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, we got my favorite comment this week. Which
from
is like,
executive producers like Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
What's up, guys? AfterBuzz is excited to introduce their newest competition show, Do You Ship? Hosts Candace Cruz, Ali Nasta, Drew Jones, and Carla Beltran will go head-to-head each week pitting your favorite TV couples against each other for the ultimate title of Best TV Couple. Check out the first episode to see the character breakdown of who's going head-to-head, and then tune in with us March 13th for the first showdown. If you want to take part in all the fun, head over to Twitter at ABTV, Do You Ship, fill out your bracket, and let's see if your ship will sink or float.